It's Morning Edition from NHPR. A public transportation program that's become a vital service for hundreds of people in Sullivan County is shutting down. Community Alliance of Human Services announced last week its Rural Public Bus Service and Volunteer Driver Program will come to an end early next month due to a lack of finances. The bus service provides about 30,000 rides annually, running through Claremont, Newport, and Charlestown. Valerie Bailey is Interim Executive Director for the Community Alliance of Human Services, and she joins us now to talk about the decision to cease operations. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Valerie, tell me, with this announcement by your organization, what factors led to the decision?
It really has been a struggle for the organization, a financial struggle for the organization for the past 3 and 4 years. It suffered significant financial losses in 14, in 15, and then we are anticipating a loss for 16. As I came into the organization last spring, we obviously took a look at that and also looked forward to the future and could see that there wasn't a path forward for fiscal 17 to be able to bring forward a budget that could meet the services that we've been providing and still be, you know, financially sound.
How long has the program been running?
I believe that has been running since 1993. I think the Alliance has been around longer than that, but I understand transportation has been on the road since 1993.
And it's not necessarily a matter of needing an infusion of cash, but it's also more about sustainability. Do I have that right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I had a wonderful gentleman yesterday call me and say, if I brought you a tractor trailer full of cash, would that help? And I said, well, I certainly wouldn't turn it away, but you need to bring me that same tractor trailer of cash next year and the year after and the year after. And it is about sustainability.
And what has happened to that? I mean, if the program has been in existence for 25 plus years, I mean, I imagine there was a sustainability factor before.
There was. And as the as I understand the history of the Community Alliance, for many years it had many different missions, I would say. It served family services. It had a youth court diversion program. It had a program called Trusting Hands, which provided in-home care for the elderly. So there was a wide variety of programs that served Sullivan County. I think as different funding sources either became tight and or dried up, the organization was forced to move those programs off to either existing organizations that provided that same service and or to another entity. And as that happened, what resulted was that transportation is now having to bear the cost of the full administrative overhead for the organization.
And we're talking about two programs here, is that right? The bus service and the volunteer driver program.
And the volunteer driver program, and I'm glad you're mentioning that because it's also a very critical service that's provided to the residents of Sullivan County.
Yeah, tell us about that. And in what way is it critical?
These are people that need rides for dialysis, for cancer treatments, to get from, you know, our rural area in Sullivan County over to Dartmouth or to Concord or to Lebanon to get medical services, medical appointments. It also helps people who can't get to the bus get to critical services like banking and grocery shopping. So it is very much a needed program, and they're going to suffer as well as our public that takes the buses.
And who are we talking about when you say they're going to suffer primarily? Is this seniors and the disabled, those who can't drive?
Exactly. That is the primary audience for these services.
Do you have any idea of a number of residents that are going to be affected?
Well, I can tell you that we have 300 residents in Sullivan County who use our bus service on an annual basis. And then we have about 40 Sullivan County residents that use the volunteer driver services.
And of course, the worry now is how those people are going to get where they need to go. Is there anything that might be available for people once this program ends in September?
You know, there isn't any public service that I am aware of. And, you know, we have made a lot of phone calls, as you can imagine, to try to find alternative services, and we have not found them yet. I think that people will need to rely upon friends and family and taxis, which are expensive for folks who are living in within modest means.
Yeah, and your organization and the State Department of Transportation say, they're looking for another company to provide those services. How concerned are you that any organization that comes in is going to face the same challenges that you have?
Actually, I think that's where the survival of the mission comes into play. If we can move the transportation services to an existing organization, that existing organization will already have their CEO in place and their finance team in place and their HR team in place. You know, I assume that they will have a facility in place. So all of those costs that are being borne by transportation alone here under the Alliance's organization will not be borne by transportation in the next organization.
But there is no next organization in the pipeline right now, right? I mean, there's nothing.
There are conversations ongoing. Okay. There are conversations ongoing. All I can say is we're doing everything that we can to work with DOT, who has been terrific, I have to say. They've been fabulous partners in this, to identify that next organization.
So you feel confident that something may happen before September?
I am encouraged. I am encouraged that something may happen. And it is clear that our county leadership, our community leadership, our state leadership are all very concerned about what happens if we're not able to find that next provider. So if we do face an interruption of service, I'm confident that the leadership throughout the state will come together to continue to look for that solution. These people have to have these services.
Mallory Bailey is Interim Executive Director for the Community Alliance of Human Services. Thanks so much.
Thank you.